3 o'clock on a Tuesday. And every Tuesday we chat with Chapman. Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing is in the house again. Nice to see you on this extraordinary Tuesday. I mean, you know, look at the weather. It's changing. It's like every day it becomes kind of dramatic around about this time, maybe a little bit later yesterday, and then this big storm came over. As a plumber, do big storms cause you grief?
I was running around last night at all hours of the evening helping people with blocked drains. So that's the one thing with the stormwater drain, is they only become a problem when it's raining. Otherwise, there is no problem. But when you need them and there's a problem, it's generally when no one's available. So last night, within about 15 minutes, I had 3 phone calls of 3 houses that were flooded.
From their own stormwater drainage system?
Yeah, own stormwater drainage systems.
Wow. And that's not a municipal issue at all. Even if it was, I suppose good luck to you to get someone out after hours or even during the day. But so what are the problems that they typically present?
Well, it's basic just sediment buildup, sand. You know, you get a lot of sand that gets blown around in the air and stuff like that. It ends up in low points, which are drains, leaves, sticks, kids' toys, dogs' balls, all sorts of weird and wonderful things. It's not actually a problem because you don't see it. But then it rains and all of that congregates into one little area and it blocks it up.
Yeah.
And then you have a problem. So fortunately enough, two of the blockages were relatively easily resolved. And, you know, a little bit of elbow grease and plunger and a rod or two and we got them flowing again. We did go out this morning and put the camera down just to see if there's anything sinister happening down the line. The one was clear all the way down. The other one had a little bit of roots inside it, which was probably the cause of the original blockage.
Mm-hmm.
Acts like a little spider web. Just catches all the bits and pieces and then builds up more and more until it's blocked.
I was told by someone that apparently has made a study of these things that in a semi-suburban area, well, I say Belita is like a semi-suburban because there's still green areas and little creatures run around. But apparently the stormwater drains have been used very successfully for a long time by, obviously, rodents are quite keen on those super highways under the ground. But then the big snakes go down and follow them. So, you know, often people have been talking about, whoa, there's a python in Stella Road. You think, how the heck does a python manage to navigate? And then it pops up somewhere else. Apparently, the stormwater drains are very convenient for them.
So the stormwater drain has become a highway for, like you say, rodents, reptiles. I've even seen the monkeys running through some of the stormwater drains. There's a stormwater drain that runs underneath the N2. And near Foxhill, from Foxhill side across to where the Methodist church is. That I could walk through it, so big. And the monkeys use it as a freeway because they obviously don't want to run across the freeway, so they've got a perfectly good tunnel to go through.
These things are pretty dangerous because they are quite tempting, some of them, for kids particularly to go and explore because, it's like a cave. But apparently when the water comes down, sometimes, maybe not in this part of the world, but in certain areas in South Africa, it's been known to rain, not necessarily in the suburb down which the storm water eventually comes, but it comes like a tidal wave when it pours.
So next time there's a little heavy rainfall like there was last night, I think it was probably 15 or 20 minutes where it came down properly, do yourself a favor and go down to Clark Bay or Belita Main Beach or Salt Rock Main Beach. Salt Rock Main Beach, not so much because that's more of a river coming in, but Clark Bay and Belita Main Beach have the main stormwater discharge pipes that discharge onto the sea. If I'm not mistaken, the one at Clark Bay is a 1.2 meter pipe, so it's quite a large baby. I've seen that pipe 3/4 full.
Wow.
And when it comes out with...
like a jet.
It's power. Absolute power. I mean, it's coming all the way from the top of Belita. So anything that's in there is not going to be happy by the time it pops out.
So you don't encourage people to go exploring the subterranean walkways. They're not walkways.
The problem is you've also got junctions and it's a network. So you take a right somewhere and
you don't know where you are. You're lost.
You're lost.
I see that there's been tremendous remedial work done in on Salmon Bay next to the ski boat club, where the stormwater drain termination point or expulsion point collapsed a while back in the big storm. Now they've been repairing it, and you're quite right. Last night's flushing removed. There was a gigantic pile of sand and rubble on the beach, which was just vaporized by the water coming out of the what's left of the stormwater pipes in that vicinity, just to show you the power of it. And the interesting thing was that pile of rubble and sand was soil. It was brown sand. It wasn't beach sand. But today, where the water rushed through, there is no sign of the dirty brown sand. The sea's just eaten it up and cleaned it up. It's quite peculiar.
Well, the power of water, eh? I mean, people really, really do underestimate the power of water. I mean, you have rivers in those little flash floods last night. The river by the flag farm came down again. And people look at the water and go, I can drive across that. And they try, and off their car goes. So the power of water is unbelievably scary. Respect it.
Yeah, apparently something like in the old measuring stick, about 2 foot of water is enough to take a normal vehicle off a low-level bridge. So it doesn't appear to be necessarily pushing fast, but think about the weight behind it. It's an entire river to the right or the left, whichever what happens to be flowing. Yeah, don't risk it. I wanted to ask you a question today about the international trend going for what they call smart toilets. I see has arrived in South Africa. It's probably arrived here a long time ago. I just didn't know about it. Is it a thing?
Well, we're talking smart toilets that play music for us while you're having a doo-doo.
Do they?
You're talking about shower toilets, which have an unbelievably well-designed and very accurate bidet function, which nearly made me jump off one of the toilets and hit the ceiling because it hit me with such power. Heated toilet seats.
And these are all things that are currently available in South Africa, and you install them?
Yeah, remote control toilet seats, so you can push a button and it lifts the toilet seat up or down. You can push a button, it heats the toilet seat. You can push a button and it blows a fan.
And of course, none of this works during load shedding. What's the point? But the water closet type toilets that you say almost like a bidet. It seems to me logical. I mean, one likes to think that you want to ultimately be as clean as you possibly ever could be, and it just doesn't make sense that a little piece of paper, no matter how many times you apply it, is going to do the job as well as a well-directed jet of water.
Yeah, so those are the shower toilets. The shower toilets are phenomenal.
How do they work? I mean, you obviously, because you've got a water connection for a normal loo to fill up the cistern, and then the rest is up to gravity, I suppose, or some kind of clever plumbing machination. But the shower toilet, presumably there's another piece of magic in it that diverts water elsewhere.
So you have your inlet to your cistern and an inlet to your shower toilet section.
Two
water feeds. So I went over to Germany to the Dürerwitt factory in Hornburg to their design. We went through their whole thing. It was part of, you know, me better myself for plumbing, come back with some knowledge for clients and know a little bit more about the whole thing. And that's where I got to experience all the different ranges of these shower toilets. And there's shower toilets that are for him and for her, so it can clean the front for ladies and the back for men and ladies.
So are you two different toilets, or you can just make a setting?
One toilet, but just different settings on it. Contraption on it, that's probably about 10 grand. But the full toilet, the Dürerwitt toilet and everything, 45 up.
So you could replace your ordinary closet with a smart loo for about 50 grand, yeah. and never look back, as they say, until of course Eskom turns off the power, and then you're back to basics.
No, they are amazing, unbelievable. But for me, at the end of the day, it's quite a hefty amount of money to chuck at a toilet. They do have much simpler models. We've got very good feedback from Gibberit. Gibberit's also got a little shower toilet in the market as well, which is more affordable. I think they're sitting around the 25-30 grand mark. And it's much simpler. It doesn't have all the other functions on it.
Which, let's face it, with the erratic power, the more complicated the electronics, the more likely something's going to blow. And then to get repaired, maybe one should go for the more simple option. But I do think it's something that if you are fortunate enough to be moneyed sufficiently to be able to explore these options, it might make your life, who knows, a whole lot easier. Definitely make your laundry a lot easier, I would imagine. And there we leave it for today. Listen, this plumbing business is never a dull moment, but you know, if you've got a plumbing issue and you need a good plumber, our mate Barry Chapman, they are the leak specialists, the drain specialists, and the geezer specialists, and for good reason. They do it all. They do it all very, very well. And Barry, we'll catch up with you in a week's time for another fascinating conversation.
That was mildly interesting.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geezer specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.